on your favorite, whether it's milk chocolate, peanut butter, or any of the other delicious varieties. Get in gear this race day with M&M's, the official chocolate of NASCAR. Race to your local retailer and pick up a pack of M&M's today.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Freestyle and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
At 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, we welcome you into the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Redemption Sunday. Yesterday, in golf and in basketball. We'll talk about that coming up. Mike Colas will join us as well. And the Big Ten, it's the king of the boat as far as cash inflow is concerned. All those topics and more coming your way in a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Alex Kuhn, helping us out producing the show here from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids during the 3 o'clock hour here today. Coming your way on a very warm and sunny Monday afternoon on 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Great to have you with us here today. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon. I hope everybody out there had a good Father's Day, if it applies. And certainly warming up, isn't it?
Oh, man. It is warming up. No doubt about that. Happy summer to everybody out there. Mm-hmm. It is the first day of summer. And we have the longest day of the year, I believe, today. So get out and enjoy, over 15 hours of sunshine today. Get out there and make it a good one. Take us with you as well, as we have local programming through 7 o'clock here tonight. As we mentioned, we will talk about the U.S. Open. I don't know what else Mark and I can add to the NBA after 4 weeks of nonstop talking, but we'll give our thoughts about that coming up here in just a little bit. Big Ten men's and women's basketball conference schedules are out, and the Big Ten does not have to worry about money anytime soon, Mark, as a new TV deal. That was all the T's crossed and the I's dotted today, and it is quite lucrative.
Maintaining a relationship with ESPN and Fox, of course, involved, CBS and basketball, and, of course, the Big Ten Network, but you're going to see some changes because of this deal. Fox will hold a first right to the top game in the Big Ten, and likely Ohio State, Michigan will land on Fox after years and years on ABC and ESPN.
Yep.
But it means tons of dollars for the member schools and widespread exposure.
We're just talking football here, ladies and gentlemen. 6 years. The deal starting in, I believe, 2017. This is the final year. This is not even starting until 2017. Fox Sports, $250 million, and that is for half of the package. That is for only football. The other half is going to ESPN television, 6 years, $190 million. So what they're going to do is they are going to Fox will get the first choice of games for a week. It's a lottery. It's like your fantasy draft. You snake your way. And so Fox is going to go, we're going to take week 12, and we're going to take the first pick there, because what happens in week 12, Mark?
Well, it's not Purdue Rutgers. I know that.
Purdue Rutgers. It's Ohio State, Michigan. And then after that, it'll be ESPN saying, well, we will take week 8 or something like that, and we will take Michigan State, Ohio State. Or something like that. And they'll go back and forth, and Fox gets the next one. So that's the way it's going to go. And again, that's only football. Basketball, CBS is going to re-up for that. That's going to be $10 million a year. So you've got CBS, Fox, and ESPN all involved in the Big Ten. It all adds up to $2.64 billion, or $31.7 million per Big Ten institution. You can buy a lot of popcorn at the Rutgers Athletic Center for $31.7 million.
I'm sure ticket prices will go down, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. And then you're starting to add Ohio State's going to have beer sales all through Ohio Stadium. Iowa has come out and said, we're not going to do that. Oh, I was waiting for you to interject there. At least for the moment.
Not yet.
Yeah. But a lot of money coming in as far as the Big Ten Conference is concerned. And speaking of the Big Ten, Mark, you got the complete schedules are not out as of yet. But basketball, we have now the opponents for both the men's teams and the women's teams as far as the Big Ten Conference is concerned. And as far as the Hawkeye men are concerned, I think they came out pretty good on things.
I think so, too. Iowa's going to play Illinois, Maryland, Nebraska, Purdue, and Rutgers home and away. And then eight other teams, the Hawkeyes will just play once. They will play. They will host Indiana, Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, and will be on the road at Michigan State, Minnesota, Northwestern, and Wisconsin.
Not bad, I think.
That's the men.
Do you have the women?
I do not front of me.
I will look that up. I will look that up and get that to you. I know they play Maryland and Rutgers home and away. So both C. Vivian Stringer and Coach Freeze will be coming back to Iowa City again this year. So that's that. I think the women's schedule, just looking at it and remembering it, it was not quite as favorable as the men's schedule. You get Rutgers and Nebraska twice, and no offense to our good neighbors to the west, but they have not been at the top of the Big Ten as far as men's basketball is concerned as of late. You can get Rutgers and Nebraska in there twice on your schedule. You're in pretty good shape.
Kind of a bonus.
It's a bonus.
Yeah.
It is a bonus out there. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on the men's and women's basketball schedules. How much money coming into the Big Ten. Where do you want to start? I want to start with golf. How about a refreshing change, Mark? There was a U.S. Open played this weekend, by the way, everybody. And congratulations to Dustin Johnson for capturing his first major. Somebody was going to win their first major. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that it was Redemption Saturday, or Redemption Sunday, I beg your pardon, because you had Dustin Johnson, who was a guy probably the best-known golfer since Greg Norman that had several majors wrestled away from him in various ways. Then, of course, you had last night the Cleveland Cavaliers coming from behind to win the NBA championship in Game 7. As Cleveland wins the last three, becomes the first team to ever come from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals to come away with a win. First championship since 1964 in the Cleveland Browns for the city of Cleveland. And LeBron James goes from, in 1 week, from disrespected and maybe not the world's greatest player, and he's back in his in his satin red plush throne at the top of the basketball world. Now.
I get the attention on the NBA Finals. Eric, if you listen to the show more than once, you know we're golf people here. But for Cleveland to have the noose removed from its neck collectively, it's a heck of a story. And being down 3-1, it's never happened that an NBA team has come back and won. LeBron James was phenomenal. Kyrie Irving was terrific. And Golden State just imploded in the last 4 minutes.
Couldn't hit jump shots.
No. Well, casting up 27-footers, you know, they're not going to go in very often. But it was a great story. I love the golf story. Dustin Johnson has come so close and had things happen to him that other golfers, you know, have not experienced. And
both on and off the course.
The ruling at number 5 yesterday, the way the USGA handled that was ridiculous. For 7 holes later, listen, there was a ruling on the green.
on number five.
And the official with that group said play on from where it's at.
No problems.
Seven holes later, Dustin Johnson learns that they're going to review this, not at the time, but after the round's over. And eventually all the players were informed of it. I mean, somebody hits a first-inning grand slam that's questionable around the foul pole. Let's not review it now. Let's review it at the end of the game. You got a technical foul in the NBA Finals last night in the first quarter. Well, let's not shoot the free throw now. We'll wait till the end of the game. That's how stupid it was.
Yeah. It wasn't. It didn't play out well for the United States Golf Association, but they ended up coming out smelling like a rose because of the three-shot win, which became a two-shot win at that point. But the best golfer won. They tried to identify the best golfer. They did this week. Dustin Johnson was absolutely amazing. If he putted well, he didn't putt really well. He made several 6-7 footers. But if he was really going with the flat stick, he would have lapped the field.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way he was hitting it. He led, I believe, in fairways hit. One of the top guys as far as driving distance is concerned. Number one in greens and regulation, I believe. I mean, he just played outstanding golf on a really tough track that ended up, I think, only five guys under par. And if it didn't rain Thursday and Friday, nobody would have been under par in that thing, even Dustin Johnson included. I think he would probably have been around even par somewhere right there.
Johnson's stats were a lethal combination. There's no question. Now, I'm not sure anybody putted great at Oakmont because of those greens were so difficult and so quick. The other Johnson, Zach from Cedar Rapids, I thought he had a heck of a tournament. I think he and Dustin were the only two players to shoot 71 or better in all four rounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, Zach had a couple bumps along the way, but really played steady and, you know, tied for eighth when he had never before finished inside the top 30 in a U.S. Open. He's now at 6 top 10s in majors in the last 4 years, including that British Open last year. And it means a lot because he moved up from 9th to 5th in Ryder Cup points.
That was big.
And that pretty much solidified him, if he wasn't already, to be on the U.S. Ryder Cup team. He's now inside the top 20 in the world. I mean, a lot of good things happened to the Johnsons over the weekend.
Yeah, and of course, he will be here in Cedar Rapids next Monday. I think you and I are going to go out there, try to get some audio, and hopefully have it for you next Monday on the program here. So, Zach Johnson's foundation outing coming up, and we're going to have more on that on Caddy Smack this week when we join you on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And looking forward to that. Brian Haas will be here, and Pat Cobb will be here as well to talk about the Zach Johnson Foundation. Rick Swann will be here, Brian Haas, as we mentioned, as we talk golf with you. That'll be coming up on Wednesday. Back to, if I can, Mark, the ruling by the USGA.
Mm-hmm.
You posed the question that everybody has been posing before we got started earlier today. What if it was a tie or a one-shot advantage for Dustin Johnson? Would the USGA have instituted that penalty? Did they do it the right way? No, I think everybody can agree they didn't do it the right way. Not to give the USGA a pass, but I can tell you why they did it, is because it's 2016, and in this day and age, you don't know who's got a camera out there that has a different angle that showed perhaps Dustin Johnson's putter just barely tapping the ball or coming close enough to it that it caused it to move. And in this day and age, it would have looked, what would have looked worse? What the USGA did, or somebody coming out on A Current Affair or TMZ or whatever one of these dumb reality everyday shows are that showed that putter hitting the ball and Dustin Johnson won by one shot? What would have been worse? I mean, I know why they did it. I think they did it poorly. They executed it poorly.
They conducted the same review at the end of the round as they would have at the time. I mean, when there was any question at all what would have happened Go out and tell Dustin Johnson you're penalized one stroke. Sorry, we think you caused the ball to move.
Then it's over.
Then it's over. Then he knows where he stands. All the players know where they stand. Listen, ultimately it didn't matter because he won by three shots. He won by four, but three shots after the penalty. So
correct.
Ultimately, it didn't matter. But at the time, it was close. It was close.
Yeah, and next couple holes, he struggled a little bit with the shots. Let a couple sliders go away on 12 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
And it clearly bothered him. I don't think there's any doubt. It would bother me if they came up to me and during a tournament. And obviously, I've never been anything as important as the U.S. Open, but it would have bothered me, whatever the case may be. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Guppy's on the go text line. When you're on the go, we want to know what you think. And we can do that via the Guppies on the Go text line. You can let us know via the phone lines as well. Same number, 319-366-1600. And great job by Dustin Johnson as he gets the victory. All is well that ends well. And, of course, you knew they would institute the penalty after he won by the margin that he did.
The thing about that is, and I understand the rule, but he didn't benefit even if the ball didn't. He did cause the ball to move.
Is that rule antiquated? Is it time to get rid of that rule? If you don't, if the ball moves. Now, if you hit it with your putter, yes, I can understand. You should count the stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you have to put it back as well.
I think it should be about intent.
Right. I would agree with that. I think it's time to take a look at that. They have taken a look at that. They have changed it a little bit. If it moves because, well, there are several reasons why. Gravity. Something hits it, bug lands on it, whatever the case may be. There have been...
Wind.
Right. There have been adjustments to that rule. It used to be an automatic. But it happened three times over the weekend, and they had three separate rulings. And that's what people are kind of messed up about.
Not much talk about Dustin Johnson's big advantage in a ruling... Later on in that round.
At 10.
And at 10, he hit the ball so far to the left in the rough. A TV tower was in his line of sight to the pin. And by the rules, he got a ruling in his favor. He
line of sight.
Move the ball until you can see, or move your position until you can see the pin, and two club lengths from there. He ends up out in the other fairway.
You and I don't have temporary immovable object rulings. We didn't have one Saturday. he had one, though, and that helped out. Hey, you need some breaks along the way, right?
We're in permanent immovable object range.
319-366-1600. Before we get to a break, yes, we crowned an NBA champion last night. Congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Great comeback. Terrific comeback. Kyrie Irving was terrific. LeBron James was terrific. The Golden State Warriors. Some good text?
Yes.
Okay. One we can say?
Sure. It's from Cage and Troy.
Oh, okay. Very good.
They also need a ruling not allowing your wife to wear a white t-shirt as a dress. It's referring to Paulina, who was struggling to...
Paulina Gretzky was not anticipating. Now, come on, Paulina. Your guy, he's right there. He's in the hunt. Wear something that you can go up and down stairs with. Huh? Am I right?
That's a good way to put it.
I felt bad for her. But then again, I wasn't turning away.
That you nash.
Hey, you weren't either. I guarantee that.
5806. The ball rotated backwards. Indeed it did, about a quarter of an inch, I would say.
Just a small portion.
Don't you think if he touched the ball with his putter, the ball would move forward?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. I think they butchered that thing.
Kenneth at 2364. I didn't have a problem with the dress.
This is going to spiral out of control. I can already tell. Before we even talk about the NBA. Oh, man. Does it just now, before we get to break, does it show that the regular season doesn't mean a hill of beans in the NHL and the NBA?
Well, I would say so. Golden State lost 9 games in the regular season and 9 in the playoffs and are not the champions. Cleveland gained a lot of momentum in Game 5 and carried it through to the end.
They did.
And just played better as a team, I think.
They figured things out, both on the offensive end and on the defensive end. They really did. They figured things out by going inside a little bit more, tried to take advantage of the pick and roll. Listen to me, man. I'm Hubie Brown here. But still, I think the better team won. And I also think that Steph Curry is not 100%.
He's not
going to play in the Olympics, and it wouldn't shock me if we hear that he's going to have some off-season surgery. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes out there.
Should there be a rule on wives' dresses? I don't know. Nah. Let's talk to the USGA about that.
Well, let's talk to Eugene first before we get to Mike Halas. He joins us on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Hi, Eugene.
Hey, I don't often get to lead a legend, so I should take up an opportunity of this. I agree with Mark on this, but they need to review it and let him know right away because it affects maybe, if it gets down tight, how he plays out the rest of the holes.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out afterwards, I think that is just terrible. And like you guys said, it's like fouling somebody and coming back and saying, okay, you got to go shoot a free throw after the game. So, Mark, I'm in agreement with you. And, of course, Cohawks are going to hang together. So, keep up the good work, gentlemen. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Gene. 319-366-1600.
Wouldn't you be surprised if this doesn't get reviewed by the USGA in terms of the way they handled it?
Oh, yeah.
They really had to defend themselves afterwards.
Yep. They were the story more than Dustin Johnson. Or it was at least 50-50 afterwards.
Kurt, our good friend who sponsors Mark Ironside's segment and others, Kurt Gustafson Insurance, you're saying Dustin Johnson, penalty, USGA. I hear all the words. What you're really saying is, did you see Shane Lowry collapse? Well, he added some other words, but...
Yeah. Well, Shane Lowry and Andrew Landry. Rarely, Mark, in the world of a big-time golf, do you win in your first taste of a major. It's pretty rare when that happens. Some guys don't get a lot of shots at it, but it takes a few times to go through that pressure. Nerves, Johnny. It was nerves yesterday. You could see it. Dustin Johnson had nerves early on. Everybody had nerves out there early on, and even through the round. Look at Lee Westwood. My gosh. Dan Jenkins had the tweet of the day, though, about that, our 86-year-old golfing friend. but it didn't surprise me. I thought Lowry would play a little bit better. I didn't think he was going to win it, though.
You know what? He's fairly seasoned, though. He's got 3 top tens.
One at Firestone.
One in each of the last 3 years and one at Firestone. Landry was the guy that you didn't think would hang, and he didn't. Shot 78. He's ranked 620-something in the world.
Well, he thought he...
And now he's inside the top 400.
Yeah. But, boy, he had a lot of confidence going into that last round and all the rounds. He thought he could win that thing, but... That was tough to watch in some of those instances with Andrew Landry. All right, 3:26. We need to take a break, and we will come back. Mike Halas, the esteemed Gazette sports columnist, will be joining us. We'll talk golf with him. We'll talk about the new Big Ten television deal. And Mike was out of town last week.
So we think, anyway.
Yeah,
we'll ask him about that.
We will ask him about that. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class Monday Edition with Scott, Mark, and Alex with you here on KGYM.
My husband and I shopped locally for a loan on a used truck, but the rates quoted seemed high. We were frustrated. Then we heard DuPaco's Money Makeover takes a good look at your total financial picture and can often uncover hidden money. We were fascinated. Sarah at DuPaco took a look at our credit history and explained the higher rates. Our high credit card balances were driving our credit score down. We were humiliated. So she consolidated $25,000 worth of credit card debt, saving us $550 a month, then took $200 of that amount and opened a Roth IRA. By the time our oldest goes off to college, we'll have almost $30,000. If we leave it there, $300,000 at retirement. We're exhilarated. You can bank on a bank for some things, but give credit to a credit union like DuPaco for putting people before profits.
The DuPaco Money Makeover, a good look for your financial future.
We went in frustrated and came out infatuated.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Member NCUA. Equal housing lender.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another, and another, and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant with Z102.9 and the gym. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them, and your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love-this-place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now, so if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email steve at kzia.com to apply.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
We are back at 3:28 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. APC will follow us, and they'll be on from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We promote Alex from producer to co-host. He will be on with Todd Brommelkamp as Tyler Ryder is off this week on vacation. We wish him the best out there. 319-366-1600, that is the Guppies on the Go text line. If you'd like to weigh in on the NBA or the USGA, as it was a very interesting Sunday, a very interesting Father's Day, that's for sure. We are joined by Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, sports columnist, award-winning sports columnist. You can follow him on Twitter at Halas. Also follow his work at thegazette.com. Mike, how are you? Happy summer to you.
Yeah, thank you. Happy summer. My favorite season.
Yeah. What a day yesterday in the world of sports, huh?
Yeah, yeah. What a day, what a night.
That was, you don't get many of those, and to have two things like that happen, two pretty epic stories happen in the same day is pretty noteworthy.
Well, here's one of my takeaways from that is a whole lot more people cared about what happened last night than yesterday afternoon in the golf, which actually ended last evening.
Yeah.
I was in the Minneapolis airport for 2 hours yesterday, and I couldn't find one person who seemed remotely interested in the U.S. Open. It was on TV in a couple of places, a couple of the restaurant bars. Nobody was watching it. Nobody cared. Meanwhile, I read that last night's NBA telecast was the largest TV audience for an NBA game in, I believe, since 1998.
Since Jordan's last game, I believe.
And that's even more impressive because of how splintered TV is now as compared to back then. And, I mean, audience sizes just aren't what they used to be because there's just so much media out there. Beyond all the cable, you know, with Netflix and with the things that are harder to measure, the devices people use and so forth, this game was watched by a lot of people, and you know, for obvious reasons.
What happened to Golden State, Mike?
Well, they were beaten up physically. They didn't have, they lost Bogut. Iguodala wasn't, he was hurt. He wasn't the same player he was when he was the finals MVP last year. And I heard what you said, and I agree with you. Curry wasn't Curry.
No.
He just wasn't himself. I mean, the reason you know this is this was one of those rare teams that you paid attention to in the regular season. And he was a magic man. And of course, in last year's playoffs, he was fantastic. He wasn't himself. And what I liked is he didn't want to talk about it, refused to use it as an excuse. Team got beat, the end of story. But after the fourth game, and then Green got that one-game suspension, they totally lost the momentum they had because they were playing Warriors basketball in that series. They were up 3-1, and Cleveland looked like it didn't have an answer for them. I mean, oh my gosh, I wish we had bet on Cleveland after the fourth game. But why would we have? We would never have considered it. And what you said is right. Cleveland got some things figured out, and they played that game without Green in Oakland, and Cleveland powered through it. And I think the light bulbs were on.
No, I would agree with all that. And Cleveland started to play better, certainly. LeBron, I think, people wrote him off about a week ago.
Yeah.
And why do that? And that's the society we live in. That's just the way it is, especially as far as sports talk is concerned.
Well, I mean, yeah, that, why do we babble things we babble on here? It's because that's what people love about sports is it's, you know, it's not as complex as a lot of the weighty issues of the day, and everybody has opinions, and we all think we're right, and then, hey, we're flexible people. Our opinions change 5 minutes later, and, well, we should have seen this all along. And, no, it's just, it's fun. You know, I thought LeBron kind of looked like he was in the twilight of his career a few games ago. It's just, they're not keeping up real well, and he doesn't have the three-point shot anymore, and kind of sad, but everything ends. Well, not as soon as we think sometimes, huh?
No.
Not at all.
As far as the U.S. Open, Mike, what was your take on Dustin Johnson winning? And are you in agreement with nearly everybody else on the way the USGA handled the penalty?
Well, about Dustin Johnson, I can't say I care. You know, I don't have any particular attachment to him. He's a great talent. I think he's one of the five best players on earth and has been for a long time, talent-wise. He's won tournaments in 10 straight years, I believe, or 9 straight years.
Yep, 9 straight.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Very few players have ever done that, really. You know, what kind of a person is he? I have no idea. I've never met him. But, you know, superb talent who finally got the job completely done yesterday, the USGA thing. I wish it had affected the tournament. Everybody's saying I'm so glad that it didn't affect the tournament. I wish it had. I wish it had caused total chaos.
What do you think they would have done if it was a one-shot lead or tie? What do you think they would have done?
Well, we'll never know. We'll never know, but I'm sure whatever they would have decided, it would have been wrong. And I love that. I love that a bureaucracy can screw something up like that. You know, I mean, it's. I'll tell you what, I'm so glad that I've been lucky. I've never covered anything in golf where the result was decided by some crazy rule violation. And I'm so grateful for that because what a nightmare to write about that stuff. I don't know golf's rules, and most people don't. Most golfers don't.
No, you're right.
And to try and explain that stuff, what a headache. But I've been around it on the periphery. Tiger Woods had that thing at Augusta a few years ago. And the year that Zach Johnson, I believe, tied for third at Whistling Straits in the PGA, of course, Dustin Johnson had his famous thing from what was a bunker that he didn't think was a bunker or something like that. And it's like, oh, man, I'm glad I didn't have to write about that. You know, I mean, the golf rule book, God, the legal code is easier to understand than that thing.
You're right.
Really, I mean, and I understand it's the kind of sport where you do have to have intricate rules and a lot of them, but I don't care. I don't care about them.
One thing we know, it was a very good day for Zach. Ended up in the top 10, like Mark said a little bit earlier on. Moved to fifth in the Ryder Cup standings.
Correct, yeah.
And so that looks pretty good for him. Just a lot of, he checked a lot of boxes yesterday that he wanted to get taken care of.
Yeah, except, you know what, if you ask him about it, he'd shrug his shoulders and maybe wince and say, yeah, but I didn't win.
Yeah, he didn't win. Other than that.
Yeah.
But the Ryder Cup's big.
That's where it's at for those guys.
Yeah.
You know, although what you said about fifth and Ryder Cup points, that's pretty big because that's going to, those things are going to get decided like within the next 2 months. So he gave himself a little cushion there. And we know how dearly he loves playing on those teams and who wouldn't. and it's going to be in Minnesota this year, which makes it all the better, as I'm sure, as far as he's concerned. And so that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Pretty good, too, is Jordan Spieth returning to Zach's outing next week. That was, first of all, it was kind of cool the way they announced that. And then second of all, for him to come back, I know neither is going to play in the Quicken Loans this week, so maybe it would just fit into Jordan's schedule.
Well, yeah, except those things never really fit in your schedule. You've got to go out of your way to do it.
Mm.
And he's doing that. And that's clearly a friendship thing. So it's good to have friends. I mean, you don't think of Zach as somebody who would be a fellow PGA Tour player's mentor. And he's not really a mentor, but Zach's 40. It's like, how did that happen? Well, then ask yourself how old you are. But but I mean, in Spieth, what, 22, 23?
Yeah.
So they kind of became fast friends a couple of years ago, and it's good to have friends like that. And for Spieth to come back a second time, what is this now? Is this a third time?
Yeah. Second or third. I'd have to look.
Yeah, it's a repeat visit, and it's one thing to do it as a one-time deal out of friendship, but to come back again, yeah, pretty nice. Pretty nice deal for their little shindig at Elmcrest and for the people that they help in this town.
Cyclone Tim on the text line, didn't Zach have a penalty in the tournament he won a year or so ago? Indeed he did.
Yes.
Forgot to move his mark back.
Right. He won by one stroke instead of three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it had that cost him the tournament, he'd be remembered almost as much for that as for the majors he's won.
Mm-hmm.
True. Michael Law is joining us here at 3:39 on the Monday edition.
Have you guys ever had a two-stroke penalty?
I have not.
Isn't that what you get?
I'm talking about golf.
Isn't that what you get when they hit one out of bounds? Of course, Mike.
I'm not going to say anything. Yes, you betcha I have. Absolutely.
All right.
You can't get a two-pin thing in bowling, though.
That all right, Mike. Last year, 2 years ago, I can't remember which, you cast at the World
Series. What a great game last night.
You cast at the World Series of Poker, and I know you were out there in the seniors event. And I didn't see your name on the cash list, so what happened?
Well, it's such a long list that you probably just guessed. No, I was out in the sixth hour this year.
That's still fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
You'd like to win. It's the Zach thing.
It didn't have a fun ending. Everybody's got a sad story, and mine is I had pocket queens, and the guy that I went up against flipped over pocket kings, and it was goey homie.
And they're quickly too.
Yeah, but you know, c'est la vie.
Well, you're in your defense, there's like 4,500 players in that tournament, so it's just hard enough to cash, I think, isn't it?
Well, if you finish in the top 15%, you get paid. It's still going. It started Friday. For people who don't know, and for the few who care, it's for people 50 and over. They call it seniors. I think it's a terrible name for it myself.
Champions. It should be champions.
Champions. Yeah, that would be a little even less accurate. But it's mostly bucket list people. It's not pros. A dealer told me about one out of every 50 players is a pro, and one of them I know was at my table. It was really fascinating to see how he ran over people. And I stayed out of his way, but I got run over by somebody else. So it didn't really matter. I will say this, though. I can't complain about anything because in the fourth hour, I thought I was making a really brilliant move, and I went all in with sevens, not expecting to get called. And somebody calls me and turns over queens, and it's like, oh, I am stupid. And then the guy sitting next to me said, I threw away a seven. So okay, I'm twice as stupid. And here comes the flop and no seven, and here comes the turn and no seven, and there's only one card in the deck that can save me, and the dealer turned over a seven, and I instinctively slapped the table in happiness. And it just delayed the inevitable for 2 hours.
Well, with that being said, one guy that will not have to worry about being staked if he goes to a poker tournament is Jim Delaney. The Big Ten per school apparently is going to get $31.7 million on this new television contract that the Big Ten is going to start in 2017, which leads the world. That even beats the Big Ten has beaten the SEC in something. That is money per school.
Yeah, it's good to be in the Big Ten.
That's amazing stuff.
Really good to be in the Big Ten. You know, if you're Rutgers, why aren't you buying up Powerball tickets? how lucky can you be?
True.
But, and you say to yourself, well, Iowa's pretty lucky to be in the Big Ten. And, well, yeah, it is. But you know what? Iowa is in the top one half of the conference when it comes to football attendance and when it comes to basketball attendance. Iowa went to one of the, what do they call them now, the Big Six bowl games last year. I don't, the terminology changes, but Iowa's done its bit for the conference. It was in an NCAA tournament, won a game, stayed around for the weekend, more money there. But some of these Big Ten schools they're stealing. Purdue football, they draw 37,000 people a game. They're not helping anybody, and they're not certainly bringing anybody to TV sets. And then, of course, Rutgers has just been so far a nightmare. But there will come a time when maybe other schools besides Ohio State and Michigan State, prop that league up. But right now, Iowa doesn't have to apologize.
He is at Halas on Twitter, H-L-A-S, Mike Halas, columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us on the Gym Class. Mike, one of the pieces you penned within the last week or so, I believe, was recollections of a meeting with O.J. Simpson. And I bring this up because the series just ended, a five-part series. I saw each and every one of them.
He was innocent, by the
way. I'm as disgusted today as I was then. But
not guilty was the verdict.
Not guilty, yes. Not guilty.
One of the panels on your Twitter feed is that interview, not just one-on-one, but with several. I think Todd Brommelkamp was there as well. Take us back to that.
Oh, it was extraordinary. I mean, seriously, it was a Saturday afternoon in at the Miami Dolphins training facility, I believe in Davie, Florida, outside of Miami, where the USC was practicing for the 0-2 Orange Bowl against Iowa. And I didn't really have a column for that day, anything good, and I thought, well, maybe I'll go to USC's practice and see if I can scrape something up there. And we get there, and we're hearing rumors that OJ was inside the walls attending practice. And it's like, what the hell? You know? Are you kidding me? I felt like I was in the Bible and manna was coming down from heaven. This is material that you couldn't possibly imagine getting. Well, it turned out to be true. O.J. Simpson was there. And not only was he there, but he was talkative to reporters. And what I remember as much as that, first of all, I wrote a column about it, and the headline on the column was O.J. Loves How Trojans Attack. And I thought that was just pretty darn clever. Not everybody agreed. There was a priest in Marion who called me and just ripped me after I got back to Cedar Rapids for giving publicity to this O.J. Simpson. I couldn't explain to him that if I hadn't written about it, I would have been seriously questioned.
True.
You know, but it's like, are you kidding me? But O.J. was talking to the press, and he kind of sounded deranged, in my opinion, but that's neither here nor there. He was living in South Florida at the time, so it was easy for him to do. And what I remember, though, is there also were fans there who were coming up to him to get stuff autographed, just some of the biggest weirdos in America. And there were people in the press who were smiling and laughing at the stuff coming out of OJ's mouth. And I thought, you do know what this guy did, don't you? It was just surreal. I couldn't believe it then, and to this day, I still can't believe it. And I've even got a picture. Our photographer, Jim Slezarek, took a photo that's got me in the same shot with O.J. Simpson, and I wish I'd been holding up a sign saying, I'm not with him. But I've watched three parts of the series. I've got the final two DVR'd, and I can't wait to see them. You're right, Mark. It's wonderful stuff, and I'm told that 4 and 5 are really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff there. I noticed you didn't get within arm's reach of O.J., so that was good.
yeah. And I'm really interested to watch the post-trial stuff and the stuff that happened in his life after that, because I'm told it's a lot of stuff that really didn't get that much attention. He sort of went gangsta.
Not sort of.
Yeah, was acquitted of doing wasn't gangsta enough, but, he really went off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's ridiculous to even say that. I mean, how far more off the rails could a person have gotten?
Yeah. Well, we will probably see you, if not before, somewhere amongst the thousands Monday at Elmcrest at the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament. And
I'll
be
the one. The Bachelor is going to be there.
Don't go by him.
Chris Sewell's, and I'll be there, and I'll be the one that's not getting mobbed by women.
You, me, and Mark.
I'll be checking out Jarena Piller, I think, probably at some point.
He's married, boys.
appreciate it. Thank you, Mike, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Very good.
Mike Halas. Read his stuff at Halas on Twitter and at thegazette.com. We will take a break, come back, have more on the Monday edition of the Gym Class after this.
Come to McGrath Power Sports Bike Week this Friday through July 2nd. Bikes, demos, food, live music, and more. Bike Week kicks off Friday with the Goldwing Region E-Rally. The Indian Motorcycle Demo Truck rolls in June 28th and 29th. And June 30th, it's a vintage bike night. Things end with a bang July 1st and 2nd with 4th of July blowout deals. McGrath Power Sports, Center Point Road in Cedar Rapids. Indian and Indian Motorcycle are registered trademarks of Indian Motorcycle International, LLC. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Oh, well, hi there. I'm Murphy, the one the law is named after. Excuse me, please. There's a little computer something I need to take care of. Well, that's better. When it comes to your computer network, it's my job to make sure whatever can go wrong does go wrong. About the only thing that keeps old Murphy at bay is Network Computer Solutions. I put you out of business, and Network Computer Solutions gets you up and running fast. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot. Just the bare minimum, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, get a 16-ounce can of Seafoam motor treatment for just $7.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
See store for restrictions and details.
It starts with the tires. Add in the pilots.
San Francisco Tower, clear to land on 29er right.
Flight 232, clear to land 29er right.
150 sleepy passengers homeward bound. Descending through the clouds, flaps full, gear down. Runway in sight, where the rubber meets the road. And touching down, those Goodyear tires. Everything we learn making tires for commercial airliners inspires what we roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire in store for you. Goodyear, more driven.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Back at 3:53 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Our thanks to Mike Halas for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred will join us. We will talk baseball with Cal. Plenty to discuss. And Midwest League All-Star Game is tomorrow as well. And that's going to be a fun night. Hopefully, the storms that are now moving into the forecast will stay until afterwards. But they've got the home run hitting contest, the home run contest at 6 o'clock. First pitch at 7:05. That's a little bit of a change. They usually have Colonel's game start at 6:35. It will be 7:05 with the start. Hopefully to see some future major leaguers tomorrow.
I'm sure there will be. Fan Fest going on from 4 to 6 this afternoon out of the stadium as well. So some really good baseball tonight. Cardinals and the Cubs get together.
We'll talk about this tomorrow. Cubs sweep the Cardinals. Is this thing done?
If it isn't already.
If it's not already. Pirates are done. Stick a fork in them. Pittsburgh's done.
They're 15 back.
They are done.
And the Cardinals are 12.5 back going into this series.
Cubs right now are just absolutely all over the National League Central. That is how they've gotten this league. They lead. They've played well against everybody, but something like 8 over against the rest of baseball, but they are just crushing National League Central teams. Mm-hmm. The Pirates 1-8 against the Cubs right now. And you said it over the weekend. Cubs are in the Pirates' heads.
They are.
All right, you can just tell the Cubs are in the Pirates' heads.
Probably the highlight of the night, though, is out on the West Coast, Steven Strasburg opposing Clayton Kershaw. The Nats against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium should be a heck of a matchup there.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun out there between the Nats and the Dodgers. So tune into that one. As we mentioned, Cal Eldred coming up tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about the All-Star Game tomorrow as well as that gets closer and closer. And again, week from today, Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament. Really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun out there at the Elmcrest Country Club.
Indeed, looking forward to that as well. Poll question today, KGYMradio.com, sponsored by Emo's Hideaway. Did LeBron James's finals performance change your opinion of him? Three options. No, I still can't stand him. No, I've always been a fan. Or yes, you have to respect his play. Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I don't know how you could not respect his play. Still the best player in the planet as far as I'm concerned. All-around player. Steph Curry is right up there, too.
But he's not in LeBron's league.
But LeBron is special, and I think he showed that. Congratulations to the Cavs. Congratulations to Dustin Johnson. Congratulations to Zach Johnson for getting a top 10, getting into the fifth place in the Ryder Cup standings. Hey, we got to mention this before we go. Breaking news here on the Gym Class, Mark. NBC Sports launching a new Sunday Night Football theme this fall, starring Carrie Underwood. Be a new theme with Carrie in it this year.
Wonderful.
Isn't that great? We can all sleep a little easier on the longest day of the year today. On the first day of summer, gets going.
Final text of the day belongs to Cyclone Tim 7098. God is getting stuff off his bucket list. Cavaliers win a title. Cubs win a title. End of world.
Cubs have not won yet.
No, they haven't.
They have not won yet. And oh, by the way, the San Francisco Giants are playing pretty good baseball too. And without Hunter Pence in that lineup right now. And they stay afloat till they get him back. I think a lot of people would take Cubs-Giants right now in the National League. The Mets are going to have something to say. The Nats have the pitching to stay in there. Who else is going to be there? We don't know. The Giants have gotten a pretty good lead. The Cubs are probably in right now. Nats are looking good. Mets and Marlins and Cardinals are going to be kind of going at it along with the Dodgers. So that's going to be interesting. And the American League is interesting except for our two teams. And that's that is the truth.
Twins Phillies tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it. That'll be on 107.5 FM. Coming up next, APC Todd Brommelkamp, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you through 7 o'clock tonight. We'll talk to you with Cal Eldred tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. This has been the Gym Class, KGYM.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage. The advantage local people have when they work where they live. Nobody connects them with